So, hello and welcome to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a Slice of Life. I am Jazzy and today I am joined by Sudden Lights from Latvia. They will be taking part in Supernova with their song Aya. And I just want to start things off by asking, how are you guys today?
We're good. Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
We are feeling really good.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So I had some technical issues, so I'm a little bit nervous, but it's all good. I think another th so before we just like continue, let's just start with a little icebreaker. So I think the one thing I would want to ask, can you just tell us a little bit about yourselves and just introduce the members of the band?
Yeah, we can. We are band Southern Lights. I am the lead singer, Andres.
I'm the bass player, Carlos.
I'm the drummer, Martins.
And I'm the lead guitarist, Carlos.
Great. And I think for newer Eurovision fans, this will be like the first time that they get to know you. So maybe just tell us a little bit, like just something about you as a group that maybe nobody else would really know.
Oh, yeah, we've been playing together for almost 10 years, I guess, and we all of us we met in our music school, and we were really a children. So I think I could say these guys are my family, and we are more of a family than a band, I would say.
That's really sweet. Okay, so we're going to move on to Eurovision and Supernova 2023 now. So I think I just want to start by asking, what made you want to participate in the Latvian selection again? Because I did a little bit of research and I found out you competed in 2018, was
Yeah,
it?
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I guess this last year was really intense for us, and we kind of had the feeling that we have something to say, and that we want to say it not only to our listeners here in Latvia, but we want to take this message farther to Europe. And so that's why we are trying this year to go to Eurovision.
Yeah, we just felt that it's the right time for this song. It's the right time
Yeah.
also for us.
So you'll be participating with the song Aya. Can you start off by like just like telling us a bit about what the song is about and a little bit about the writing process as well, maybe?
The song, it's about lullaby, and it's about how we felt that all of us needed so much right now, just for something to make us go to sleep easier, and because a lot of bad things are happening right now in the world, and we felt that we really need this one right now. And so that's why the song's ending is in Latvian. It's the lullaby itself that we sing to ourselves and to all the people listening to the song. So yeah, that's the story about the meaning of the song and
In
about
fact,
writing.
yeah. Oh, in fact, Aya in Latvian is used only in lullabies, so it's
Yeah,
it
it's a
has only one specific
meaning,
meaning, and it's used in lullabies only.
yeah, and we wrote the song at the our music writing summer camp, and
Yeah.
Andres brought the main
Melody.
idea,
Main sketch.
and so we added.
Yeah, we met in the countryside of
Yeah.
Latvia. That's our tradition every year. That's how we write songs. And yeah, it's always a big event of our summers.
So, when the audience listens to your entry, when the audience Supernova listens to entry, what message would you like to like Aya to send to the audience?
As I said, it's a lullaby, especially the last part of the song. So I guess we want people to feel that hopefully everything is going to be okay, and that we can go to sleep calmly.
What a nice message.
So, what would going to Eurovision and representing Latvia in the contest mean to you guys?
It would be a huge honor for us, and
big responsibility also. And
yeah, because people are really harsh sometimes on those entries, so it would be a big pressure, of course. But I think we have what it takes to do the job well.
Hopefully.
So, asking more about Eurovision, because obviously, if you do the national final, you know a little bit about the contest. Do you have any early memories of the competition, like a favorite Eurovision song, a potentially a favorite Eurovision song from Latvia?
For Latvia, in my opinion, "My Star" by Brainstorm.
Yeah, that's actually my first memory.
Yeah, really?
Eurovision.
You were born that year.
Yeah, but you know, I knew the song.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
when I was little, so yeah.
It's really a strong memory. I remember. I think it was not the first year. It was 2002 when Marija Naumova won the Eurovision, and it was really a big thing for Latvians that year. I was 5 years old, and I just remember the big happiness that it brought to everyone here in Latvia, and that's our only win so far.
Yeah.
It's really a special performance for us Latvians, I guess.
Yeah, I also remember Anne-Marie. Beautiful song is on the radio. You know,
that's a favorite for you.
Strong chorus. Yeah. It's a favorite for me.
That was an amazing performance, to be fair. So, as we are speaking right now, we're only a few weeks away until the semi-final of Supernova. How are you feeling? How is the performance all coming together?
We are excited and we are stressed and we are happy.
It's so many emotions going through our minds. It's a roller coaster of emotions. But I think we are feeling really strongly about the song, and it helps us to put the performance together. So yeah, we are, I think, confident right now.
And we can't wait to share it with
you guys.
So, a little bit about the live performance. Could you give us any hints into, like, maybe a little bit of the staging? Are you allowed to give us any hints, or?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty classic kind of rock band stage, because we are a band and we want to share this feeling of playing together with the world, and we feel that being in a band has a really special energy to it, so we will try to bring these emotions to our listeners.
Yeah, and since we are Southern Lights, there might be some lights as well.
Some lights, yeah, of course.
So as I mentioned earlier, you have actually participated in Supernova before, back in 2018. How much has the contest changed since you last participated?
I think it's actually changed a lot, especially how people perceive it here in Latvia. Because at that point, I think people really, in Latvia, they felt that Eurovision is kind of a joke, something like a funny competition for us. But I think it's now really changed in the way that it's really a great platform for new artists, and it's a great way to show off your best songs. Yeah, that's how I feel it.
Yeah, I agree totally.
So I guess another question is, in the last 5 years, since your last participation in Supernova and to your participation now, how do you guys feel that you have evolved as artists in those 5 years?
Yeah, you know, in 2018, we were really young guys, and it was our first album, and the song was out of our first album. So I think we have really learned how we can use the stage, because at that point we just went with the flow, and this time we really know how we want things to sound and how we want things to look. I would say that's the main difference in our mindset.
And also how we feel each other on the stage.
Of course, yeah. That's
also really important.
We've been playing all these 5 years together, meeting each other every day almost, and So yeah, we are. I think we are grown together a lot more.
The chemistry is real here.
Yeah,
So
we are feeling it, and we will try to bring this chemistry on stage as well.
one question I have, another question I just was interested in, because I've read you've been together since 2012. Am I right in?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you can
Yeah.
say.
Yeah. Is there any songs from like your discography that you would advise fans of Aya to go listen to, or?
I would say we would like people to listen to our latest recording. Of course, it's all in Latvian, so it would be a little bit difficult for people outside of Latvia to understand. But I think it represents us as a band the best. I would say that. Yeah, the latest album, it's called Miljards Vasaru, in
It's like
English,
billion summers.
Billion Summers. So we, it's a really a nostalgic piece of music. So I think the feelings and the emotions are sensible even for those who don't understand Latvian.
So it's just, I've got one last question. But it is, what is the one thing that you have learned from taking part in this year's contest that you will take with you going forward?
I think that we need to be ourselves, that we don't need to like act someone that we are not. So that's the main thing for us, just to be ourselves. That, yeah, and
Yeah, not to make it about the show, but to make it about the song.
the message.
Yeah. So that takes us to the end of this interview. I just want to say, ask, is there anything you want to say to the international viewers over at that Eurovision site?
Hey, we are Sudden Lights,
And
and
yeah, we would like people to hear our song and enjoy it, and of course, let the best song win.
if you want to see any more of our interviews with any of the other Supernova artists, please give our YouTube channel, that Eurovision site, a subscribe, and also give this video a like as well. So, and also give that Eurovision site a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so you can keep up to date with all the Supernova 2023 news, all the Eurovision 2023 news. And I think all that's left for me to say is bye.
Bye.
Bye.